So let's just settle in and relax and breathe. Relax and breathe and remember that in this moment, all is well. There's nowhere we need to be except right here and right now. And it is so good to be present right here and right now. Relaxing and breathing, peaceful and calm. Allowing the music of connection to take us deeper. Trusting that we are completely connected on the inside at this point. That not only are our physical bodies present, but our non-physical, infinite spirits are present as well. We are fully present in the wholeness of our being, eternal and infinite, as well as local and finite, present in time and space, and yet expansive beyond time and space entirely. Just breathing and relaxing. Breathing and relaxing. Letting go of getting here and just being here now. Allowing the sounds in the background to become music to our ears. Trusting that divine well-being continues to come into the door. And that everyone who joins us just joins us and shares with us the opportunity to breathe and relax. We're doing a meditation. No problem. Just connecting with us now, breathing and relaxing. Finding the sense of ease that allows everybody to come in and join us in their perfect timing. That all is well. That doors open and close through our lives in every moment. That we have rendezvous with extraordinary beings of light every hour of the day. And that every time the door opens, it's just more energy, more love, more possibility. Expanding the confluence of consciousness that is assembled here in this room today. It is so good to be here now, to be present with each one of us who's chosen to join this group, this circle, strange-shaped circle though it is today. We are a circle in consciousness. We are one infinite spirit manifest as individual bodies. Non-physical presence flowing in and through and as each one of us, present in the infinite and eternal as well as the local and finite right now, allowing the wholeness of our being to be present. The wisdom of the non-physical aspect of ourselves to be present within us right now, so that all of us is able to answer the questions that compose the middle of this meditation. Because we're going to go deeply into our vision of our life as whole, perfect, and complete right now. So take a moment and think about what your desire is for your physical body and your health. How healthy would you love to be? How beautiful, how flexible, how strong, how powerful within yourself? How self-confident about your body? How comfortable with your movement and your activity? How good are you willing to feel in your body now? How fresh, revitalized, and renewed? Thinking about our bodies now as malleable and fluid, we remember that our body is just the manifestation of thought. And as we think anew, we think new life into our bodies, our physical forms, and our health. We come into alignment with the trillions of cells that Abraham tells us are asking for health in every moment, and the universe is answering. So as we envision ourselves healthy and glowing, vibrant and alive, we come into harmony with that vibrational escrow that is the asking of ourselves. And so I ask you now, if you had everything you wanted as far as your health and your physical body was concerned, how would you feel? How does it feel to be healthy and vibrant and alive and active and eager and joyful? How does it feel to you to have everything you want in your physical vehicle that you walk around with every day? I'll call you back in a minute. So taking another deep breath and relaxing even more deeply. Imagine now having everything you want in your home. Feel what it feels like to have a beautiful, spacious, elegant, clean, pretty, wonderful home. Whatever qualities home means to you, cozy and warm in the winter, cool in the summer, sunny or shady, open or cozy into little rooms, with beautiful, elegant, modern furniture or comfortable antiques. Whatever home feels and looks like to you, imagine yourself in your beautiful home, with all the details already in place, all the work already done. Perhaps setting the table for a wonderful dinner party that you're having, or putting a flower arrangement on a coffee table. Fluffing up the pillows on your elegant new bed. Whatever it takes to see yourself enveloped in beauty, surrounded by exactly what you want, feeling deeply at home in your own space. Allow yourself to envision home in such a powerful way. Thank you. ask yourself, now that I have my perfect home, how do I feel? What is the quality of feeling that exists for me in this beautiful place, this wonderful space, this great environment that's exactly what I want for this moment, always more to come? We're so grateful for doors opening and doors closing. Feels good to rendezvous with even more friends this afternoon. Just breathing and relaxing more deeply. As we've imagined our perfect physical bodies and our health and now our homes, let's imagine our perfect activities, our work, our creative expression, feeling on purpose in our lives and active and focused on something that makes our heart sing. What does it feel like to have the perfect creative expression, job or career or activity today? What does it feel like to wake in the morning eager for the benefits of this new day, for the things lined up on your list of things to do, for the love that you feel as you flow your energy towards something powerful that's compelling in your life? Feel how good it feels to have meaningful work. Are wonderful opportunities to be all you can be with all your skills and talents and abilities, challenged to bring the best of yourself out into the world. Breathing deeply into your experience of self-expression. Now that you're feeling more fully what it is that you love to have in your self-expression in your life, blessing all of the doors opening in all of the many ways that we express ourselves through our work and in our writing, in our creative expressions of all kinds, I invite you to ask yourself once again, now that I have everything I want in this area of my life, how do I feel? How does it feel to be fully expressed, to have my creative talents and abilities flowing more fully in the world, to allow my skills and talents to benefit me and others in powerful ways? How do I feel now that I have everything I want in this area? And now taking a deep breath and relaxing even more deeply. Let's look at the arena of love in our lives. All of those we love, all of the relationships, our friends, our family members, new babies, pets, people that we adore, that we've known for decades, people we just met yesterday, but fell in love with at first glance, soulmates and spiritual partners, lovers, co-workers, all the people around us, neighbors, people who make up our lives, for whom we feel deep appreciation, the faces of God, the little furry ones in our pets, the beautiful ones in our babies and children and grandchildren, the extraordinary ones in our family and in our friendships, all of the faces of spirit, each a divine expression in his or her own right. Allowing your love to flow right now to all of those already in your life. So much love already, so many relationships. And then gently opening yourself to create a vision of even more expansive love, even more opportunities for our hearts to open, even more beautiful expressions of the divine idea of love as each of us. Feeling ourselves growing in our capacity to be love, to express love, to experience love. Now with this new expression in mind and including it in all of the love already experienced, ask yourself, how do I feel now that the love in my life feels so full and rich? When everything I can imagine in this moment related to love already is experienced in my life, how do I feel? Breathing deeply, relaxing into the love, relaxing into the self-expression, relaxing into the home and the health, relaxing into the well-being in all areas of our lives. We recognize we never get it done, and we can't get it wrong. And that the visions we've seen today are just the beginning of new potential and new possibility. There is always something more to imagine in an infinite universe. We are non-physical, expressing on the leading edge of thought. We will always be more. We will always be beautiful. We will always be powerful. we will always be intelligent and creative and peaceful and free. It's the very essence of our being to be full and rich and strong and wondrous. And so we just breathe and relax into the fullness of ourselves, into the wholeness of our being, that which Abraham calls our inner being, the bigger part of ourselves that exists everywhere and always, present right here and right now, with a local aspect of ourselves we call with a name, we identify with a personality, knowing that we are good in the wholeness and fullness of who we are, in the specificness of who we are, all of it beautiful, all of us free, all of us knowing and capable and wonderful. Life is good, and I am grateful. So just breathe and stretch. Stretch your back, your shoulders, your fingers and your toes. Coming back into this physical presence. Coming back into this local personality who will introduce him or herself in a minute. But as we talk this afternoon, perhaps remembering the wholeness, the fullness, the vision of your self-expression. Bringing a little more of you here to the table today. When you're ready, open your eyes. And know that it is good.